You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, oh my goodness, I didn't know we were doing this. I
was What's up, everybody? Thank you for not saying it. We're back again. It's episode 200 and checks list 38.
238.
The Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Wednesday. We're bringing back a segment tonight that we hadn't done in a while. It's Would You Rather Wednesday listener special.
Listener special, mailbag special. All listener inspired questions. We're super excited about this.
Did you just say teabag special?
No, I didn't. I don't think so. I don't know what that is, Ben, but you need to get your mind out of the gutter. Anyway, it's Kyle.
This is a guy wearing the hack hat.
Which is how I play golf. So this hat's very fitting. Yeah. I should just wear it. I need everything that I wear needs to say hack. But anyway, tonight's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the world, country, galaxy, whatever. It's the best. It's the best. Sign up today. Get a welcome bonus, 50% welcome bonus. Use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV. Give them $100. They're going to give you $50 back to play with. Tons of lines, tons of sports you can bet on, playoff baseball, college football, NFL, something every night. I mean, just have a blast. And if there's not sports by some chance, I don't know how that's possible, but if there's not some kind of sport to bet on, go
there. There is some sport to bet on every day.
Sure, sure. But if for some reason there's not.
Bro, they play NBA basketball on Christmas.
Yeah. Online casino, though, if by chance there's something that doesn't tickle your fancy, so you can go play blackjack till the cows come home or till the
By the way, we are recording this as opening night of NBA is playing. Go ahead and get your bets on. As far as NBA is concerned, first part of the year is the best time to do so because they don't know what they're doing. So you can go ahead and you can bet the over on just
over
about
on
every game.
Yeah, or maybe yeah. I guess you could bet the under too, but over.
It's the over because they don't play any defense. They don't know who does what. They have zero tendencies. They don't know what's going on. Bet the over. Take the over.
Hit the over for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. two weeks, they get it all on film and then start going under.
There you go. All right, guys. So we sent out a little questionnaire, hit us with some mailbag scenarios. We got some great ones. One just it's so diabolical. I'm like scared even. I'm not really sure where I am on the fence. With it, but I'm going to let Ben read the questions and then we're going to have some fun. So, Ben, go ahead and hit us with the first listener. Would you rather?
I love this. The would you rather segment, it always ends up being something that's absolutely crazy. And so, one of our, now I adjusted this, by the way, Colonel Steve. And so, let me go ahead and read what Colonel Steve's question was. He said, would you rather have a dozen of Pro-Vs or 10 dozen noodles? I adjusted that a little bit just because, Kyle, off the top of your head, what's your answer there on dozen Pro-Vs or 10 dozen noodles?
How often?
That is all he asks. I'm guessing this is a one-time gift.
I'm going to take the dozen Pro-Vs.
Yep, I'm going to take the dozen Pro-Vs too. So I adjusted a little bit. So Colonel Steve, shout out to you, big listener of the show, big friend of the program. We've had him on, by the way. So I adjusted to this, Colonel Steve. Maybe you like it. Play your favorite ball, which mine right now is still a Titleist. However, Grayson Huff, who, by the way, hooked us up with a hat that Kyle is wearing right now, hooked me up with. So I'm not playing currently Pro-Vs, which I was before, or Pro-V1X. I've switched up a little bit. But play your favorite ball versus... You get free balls for life, but those free balls for life are going to be top flights, noodles, or balls that Kyle, this is just us, the two of us now, balls you would never play.
Like a Nitro.
Yeah, like the Nitro or the Volvic that came out from the long drive that a buddy of mine bought, and they actually went like way shorter than his regular ball. So that was fool's gold to start with. It is... play your favorite ball versus it, which you have to buy, by the way.
Yeah.
Or you get free balls for life, but it's going to be basically something that you would never buy at Walmart, Target, out of the 25 cent per ball bin at the local Muni. So You get them all free. You can just walk over to that muni bin and you can be like, oh, I'm taking all of them.
Yeah.
But they're awful. All of them are awful.
The logoed Titleist Velocity that every clubhouse has.
The yes.
Old DT Solo or whatever.
Yes.
man, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, we think we're better than we are, and like the balls really matter that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of savings. That's a lot of savings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would never play like a Velocity or something like that, or a Noodle. But if I just got them unlimited, who knows? You may end up liking them. I'd probably take free balls. I'd take the free balls, no doubt. I love free balls. Give me balls everywhere. Give me as many balls.
I was just
going to
see how far long you took that out, bub.
I want as many balls as I can get my hands on. For no cost. Load up the balls.
Oh, boy. Your father's really going to be upset with us this episode.
What do you take, Ben?
He thought bazoon boot was bad.
What do you want, you bougie asshole?
Hey, you know what? Hit me with a free ball.
Yes. Dump them on my face.
Let me snow angel and free balls.
Give me the Noodle long and soft for life. Yes.
Give me the Max Fly Revolution that's not made anymore and let me bang the hell out of it. I love it.
Oh, man.
How many times have we lost a sleeve of balls and we're like, you know what? I'm tired of hitting $4 balls in the water. So you just go in your bag and you start hitting shit balls and you end up playing decent the rest of the round.
Yeah. I mean, look, unless you're scratch or, you know, let's just say, unless you're like a sub-4 handicap, like, yeah. Let's just be honest. It's not that big of a deal. You can still get some spin out of your wedges with, you know, those balls. No, they're not going to just check and roll off the green or suck back off the green. But
yeah, but if you get it for life, you're going to adjust your game. I mean, give me a couple of years, and I'm not going to want to go to anything other than the Top Flight Magna.
You know what? It honestly,
like the extra big ball, that Magna that they had, those just met qualifications.
Those balls may actually help us. Because as much left to right as we put on the spin that we put on the ball, those probably would knuckle a whole lot better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, it could end up helping us.
Yeah.
At least me, because my driver has – my RPMs are like – have to be like 10,000. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It almost comes back and hits me in the shoe. It's like a shoe one.
Kyle's one of those that, like, the ball, he'll start it out right, playing a right to left, and he'll start it out right, and it goes right to righter, and it spins off the grid. Like, it's if we were in a
I'm
simulator.
I'm good for at least two of those.
If we were in a simulator, like, Kyle would hit it out there, and it would disappear from the screen. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it'd show up on the other side. It'd go
and
out,
and the thing is, Kyle, I don't hit it far. It would only really affect me, and I'd get used to it, wedge and putting. I mean, you've seen me, you know, the way I'm playing, I'm going to dink it down there 250, 260, and then I'm going to hit every one of my clubs the same distance, no matter what ball I'm using. And then around the greens, it may affect me. And I just think you get used to it. So
if you played how many ball, like, let's just think about this. How many balls do you buy? And if you buy, if you're buying, how many do you buy in a month?
I usually will
if
buy
you're
that.
Playing.
Titleist does that deal where, like, twice a year you can buy four boxes and get the fifth free.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that, and I never run out throughout the whole year. So I
out of four boxes?
Five boxes, because you get four boxes and the fifth is free, and I never run out. So I don't
play. But the thing is, like, I don't play with a scuff ball for, like, a lot of times.
Either. I toss it. It goes in the woods because I got nobody living behind me, so they become range balls at my house.
So I got a shag bag. I got a shag bag that I practice with because I like to practice with the same balls that I play with. So I'll play around with a sleeve, and if the ones that I use, I'll just throw them in the shag bag. But I mean, I go through at least a box a month, but I play once a week. So that's a sleeve. That's a sleeve, and if you get little wonky, you know. you get over that. So at least a box a month.
Yeah.
I play once a week. So
five boxes will last me a year.
That's crazy.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. It's so I,
It doesn't save you that much. It'd save me $600 if you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah, it wouldn't save me $600.
50 times 12, that's $600, right?
It'd save me. What is that? That when I buy it, it's like $275 total is what it ends up being
for
five boxes, four and the fifth free.
No, that'd be $200.
Yeah, $60. Well, $60 a piece. So yeah, after taxes and all that, you're looking at $250. So so yeah, it saved me $2. So yeah, I don't know. Looking at it now that I'm only spending $250 a year on balls, maybe I play my ball.
Yeah. I'm going one. I mean, I would do
maybe
it.
Maybe I play with my own balls, Kyle.
Play with your own balls.
I'll let you play with everybody else's balls.
Throw some change. I'm going to take the big sack full of balls for free. So let's go with that. Hit the second question.
Scenario number one. Thanks, Colonel Steve. I knew that would lead to something that was just phenomenal that Kyle's dad's going to get on to us about. We move from there to the next question. Also a listener question. And this is Scottsbro23. This was on Instagram. I don't know if he wants me to use his real name, so I'm just going to go with a handle if that's okay. Adjusted it just a little bit to play Augusta whenever you want, but you never break 100.
Ooh.
Even though you could play it seven times a week if you wanted to.
Man.
Versus play stone sober and no post-round beers or drinks, but you never shoot worse than 75. So you can play sober and always basically win money because you're going to shoot 75 or better.
Yeah.
Or you can play Augusta National.
So pick one or the other.
Yeah, you got to pick one. You can play Augusta tomorrow. If you and I want to go play Augusta, you get to play it for free. You get to go.
Yeah.
But you're not going to break. Yeah, you're it's going to be bad. You're not going to break 100. You're going to look real bad. You're going to have a bad day. And it's going to be a bad day every time you play Augusta. Or no drinks, pre, post, in round, nothing. You're playing stone sober all year long. However, you're always going to shoot 75 or better.
Mm.
No matter where you play, you could get an invite to play to Augusta. And you know going in, you're going to shoot 75 or better.
Yeah. So that one's tough because even in a round of a, like I played with a guy recently and he doubled basically every hole except for three holes. And one was a par. So like,
was it Nate?
No, it was not Nate. So I mean, that par is very satisfying for him. So just imagine eventually you're going to par, I guess, every hole out there and maybe even birdie some and just have some really high numbers. And you get to play Augusta just whenever you want to. And I'm just thinking, man, all the merch I could buy and bring back and sell. I'm taking a Ben Taylor route here. But there's something so gratifying about shooting a score below 75. Like, it's just such a good feeling. But then again, it's also fun to have friendship and have drinks. So this is a good one. This is a really good one.
Yeah, because this is pre, in, and post round. Like, you can't even, because there are a lot of guys that I play with that they will not drink while they're playing. But as soon as we're done, they're like, hey, let's go get a beer. Let's go grab a beer. You can't do that anymore.
Mm. I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go Augusta and just keep what I got. I'm going to go Augusta, keep what I got, play
Kyle,
it.
Let me just go and explain this to you. I told you last time I played, it was without you. I texted you.
Yeah.
In the first five holes, I had three doubles.
Yeah.
I still didn't shoot 100. I still shot mid-80s. Like, I rectified the round.
It's hard to shoot. Yeah. It's a bad round.
You're guaranteed to shoot 100 or more every time you play Augusta National.
But, like, here's a qualifier.
From a financial standpoint, you could take a lot of clients out there and
Is it double bogey max? Or you just play your ball out?
You got to play it out because even double bogey,
I definitely take Augusta because more than likely you're going to play 12 and you're going to make a 12. Probably at least once or a few times. You're going to play 15 and you're not going to be able to, you're going to chip it back and forth into the water a few times, probably make a couple of 10s. I mean, there's some holes you're going to make big numbers at, but you're still going to be able to possibly make some birdies out there. And I just think playing Augusta regardless.
Okay, so you're throwing the different rules in here. So what if we say double bogey? Because double bogey max is
that means you're only allowed, that's 108. That means you're only going to be allowed for four pars, right? Mm-hmm. Did I do that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Four pars mm-hmm. around?
Yeah, I think so.
Or a birdie and a bogey. Two birdies and two bogeys.
Yeah.
Right? Did I do that math right?
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit tougher because you know it's only a possibility that you're going to have four good. No, I definitely take it. That means you're guaranteed to – you could have at least four good holes if it's a
– Yeah, because if you're playing it down, like you just said, you could get to 12 and you could have a friggin' 10 on a par three.
Yeah, but I'm saying even at double bogey max – like,
you still can have some birdies out there.
Yeah.
At 100.
Yeah. I would still take Augusta.
Okay.
I would still take Augusta
so I'm going to go polar opposite. And the reason being is because
this is fascinating, by the way.
It is because I drink every time I play. The reason being is because if you've seen me play, you know why. And
I drink while he plays.
Yeah, I force people to drink to watch me play. And the reason being is because number one, I think being able to play Augusta anytime I wanted after about 5 years is probably going to wear off.
I think so.
Yeah, because I'm going to totally blow that up the first 2 months that I'm quitting my job and I'm going to play Augusta every day. My wife is probably going to divorce. This could cause all kinds of issues in my life. Do you understand me?
Yeah. I got
you. It could get bad. It could be like, I would be calling, hey, Kyle, let's go play Augusta today. I can't. No, you're going. Like, I'm going, you're going, we're going together. We're going to play Augusta today. This is going to be every day for the first 3 to 6 months that I do it. Then it's going to start to fade away.
Because you're not shooting any better. But, like, you're like, man, I know I shot 105, but I birdied 13. All right, eagle 13. It was awesome.
I eagle 13, and I know that next time I come out, I'm shooting another 100. So I'm totally against that. So I'm taking the other way. Because contrary to what y'all may think.
You're going
to
play golf and never drink again.
Yeah, I can do it. Like, my wife makes fun of me. She doesn't understand how I do that. I'll go through these phases where I'll quit drinking in order to either lose weight or just kind of have some sort of cleanse or whatever. And Lori's like, are you not getting a beer? And I'm like, no. She goes, but you always have a beer. And I'm like,
Ben, yeah, it's not a cleanse when you eat two sausage dogs before you go play.
Listen, we're talking about drinks here, all right?
Oh, man.
We're talking about alcohol here. We're not venturing into the diet, all right?
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
We're not all going to be eating turkey wraps at the turn, okay? Some of us are we're a little less likely to pick that.
I'm not a heavy drinker, but
no,
I just,
you're not. You don't ever get drunk playing golf.
But like, the just the Augusta, man, it's Augusta, and you
I know.
And it's not like if it was like you'll go out there and you can play as many times as you want, but you will double bogey every single hole, everything or worse, every single time you play. I wouldn't do it. But there's the door is open there for there to be opportunities to burn. Like, can you imagine how it would feel to rip one around the corner on 13? Eventually, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
Listen, I totally understand. I'm just telling you. I'm going to do the sober golf because
okay.
I think I can do it. Because you know what? I can drown my sorrows at home as soon as I get back to the house. I'm totally okay with it, especially knowing that I just took money from you because I'm going to be guaranteed a 75 or better every time out.
That's going to be infuriating. That's going to be absolutely infuriating.
I am pressing on every hole. You see what I'm saying?
There you go. Okay.
So I am wearing you out. All right. So we go to scenario.
Before we do that, let's give a shout out to Swannies.
Look at there.
Swannies.co. We got Ben's got the sweatshirt. I got the hoodie on. Had somebody ask me.
That's that Tiger logo that we were talking about last episode.
Big out. I had a buddy text ask my opinion on the two different hoodies they have, and I gave it to him, and he bought the other one. So shout out. I hope it works out. You can't go wrong, really.
The one you're wearing is the best one because that's the one I have, too.
Well, he made a good point. The other one is the scoop neck, the little scoop neck that doesn't have long drawstring. So I can see the appeal of that. It's just kind of like the collar sort of all built in, all built in and whatnot. So there's two different kinds. Use coupon code DadBotGolfPod-25. We got a screenshot the other day. Somebody sent us an order, a screenshot of their order, and all the money they saved. Said, you know, it was like $40 they saved on their order. It's crazy.
Wow.
So use it, save big, literally everything you can imagine in golf. We're talking about hoodies and sweatshirts right now, but they got polos, they got hats, they got all kind of stuff. So love those guys. I think they're coming to a local store, in our area, Moon Golf, when it opens at the end of this month. I think they're going to be carrying Swanee. So, if you're listening to this and you're local, you don't have to, you can actually go touch it, feel it, see it in person. So, excited about that. So, check them out, save big, 20s.co. It's where fashion starts, life's a part of dress for it.
Give him all the balls and let him touch it and feel it. And he can touch it and feel it as well.
Balls in the face. Go.
All right. So this one is we got two more.
Okay.
Never get to ride in a cart again.
Oh.
So you're walking. You can use a push cart. Okay. You don't have to carry your clubs.
Okay.
So that is put out there. Versus, all right, would you rather never get to ride in a cart again or have to walk but never shoot over 80 or over 70? I said 79, but over 80 the rest of your life. Like, you're going to be 79, or you will always play in the 70s. When you are 83 years old, you will shoot a 74.
That everybody hates that 83-year-old that walks. They hate them. Name it a walker. Name a walk. It's like all they do is walk that you like.
No, we got. So I'll tell the story real quick. Bobby and I played out at, and I texted you this. We played out at a local course that will remain nameless. We got paired up with a walker, and not off the tee. It was on number two because the other group in front of him was so slow, and he drove us nuts, man. And we ended
you're that
up,
guy.
We played nine and left. We were like, hey, we got to go to work. We got business we got to attend to. We apologize. And it was because this dude was ball hunting the entire time.
Wouldn't be doing that, though.
Yeah, he was just doing – everything that is synonymous with the stereotype of a walker, this dude
did all of it.
Yes. And we were done after nine. We were like, okay, see you, bub. We appreciate you. So we went and got rain checks. You wonder if you want to be that walk. I got to be on. I'll take the lead on this, Kyle. I got to take the cart, man. I'm sorry. I'm too fat. I don't care if I'm shooting 100 plus every single time. I'm taking the cart.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't. And don't get me wrong. I love when we go to courses. You and I have played courses together where you get a caddy and you get to have friendship and you get to walk. That's phenomenal. It's the take the push cart and go down the goat track days that just bother the ever living hell out of me.
Yeah.
So I do. I got the push cart down in the garage. Got one. Hate it. Can't stand it.
I have an awesome one. It's got cobwebs on it.
No, it absolutely, like, it literally, I can, like, it's not one of those electric ones that follows you around, but it like, you push, it rolls real well and all that. I don't like doing it. I'd rather get in a car. I like playing fast, and I think a cart is faster, even though some people have proven me wrong that a push cart could be faster if you do this and do that and the other, but whatever. But I like being in a cart. I'm sorry, getting on. Got my blue tees sitting on my thing. Got my, you know, that's hooked up. I've got my cup holders. I've got my drinks that I, you know, I'm not playing sober anymore.
We've moved from that scenario.
Yeah. So I got my drinks. I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't walk. I want the cart.
So I would pretty much do anything to just consistently shoot in the 70s. So there's just no better feeling. Like, you can shoot 78 and you're like, man, I really think I should start playing from the tips. Like, it's such a good feeling. Like, you're like, I'm ready. Where's the next amateur tournament?
I should play from the tips.
Yeah. You know, you do. You're like, man, Well, let me go look at the USGA events of the. Of
you
the,
show up. You show up at Ross Bridge, and you're like, "Hey, bub, I shot a 76 last weekend. I'm playing from the blacks today. I don't care that it's 9,500.
I need
yards.
A challenge.
I'm playing."
Yeah. It's like, it's, I shot 76 from 6,200 yards. I need a challenge, you know. So, but it's just so, it feels so good. It feels so good to shoot in the 70s. If you're doing that and you're the walker, does it make you more hateable though? That's the thing. Like, if you're getting stroked by a walker now.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We weren't the other day. We hated him because he was so slow and he was.
What if he was beating your eyes out? Would you hate him more or less than if he was terrible and walking?
You know, that's only happened one time, and he was like a hustler.
It infuriated me when it happened.
We got paired with a guy, I figured out on hole two, I was like, this dude's a player. And so I guess it didn't bother me that much, but no, I'm going walking
and shooting low scores. I kind of like to walk anyway. And
see, you're taking the stance that I just had on the last one. Like, you want to beat everybody's ass. That's what it is. Yeah,
I do, but I don't know that I want to do that as much as missing out on Augusta, though. So that's not in the scenario.
Right,
so,
right. We moved on from that scenario.
Yeah, I'll take walking. I'll make walking cool again, and I'll start a walking like group. We'll be a walking group, a playing group. It'd be awesome.
Yeah,
just throwing darts, just throwing butt darts and walking and high fiving.
Yeah, you and sweating, all the retirees,
sweating our nuts.
You and all the old teachers that are retired. Good luck.
Absolutely,
with that.
Hit the last Good. One. Hit number four.
All right,
this one's crazy. I got like hives thinking about it. But go ahead.
Yeah, Kyle was really into this one, by the way. And shout out to APT MLT mommy. She is the that is also my smoking hot wife, but she is on Instagram. She posed this particular question. Play golf in the rain, cold conditions each time you play. Every time you go out and play, it is either cold or rainy. But you always shoot par or better.
God dang.
Versus, all right, would you rather always play in perfect conditions, sunny, light breeze, so you never get hot, there's never any sweat, which is a big problem for you.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
And you're going to shoot, you know, it's going to be between 72 and 78 just about every time. But I told you your choice. You never break 90 or 80. So I'm going to give you your choice. I say you never break 90. That was my thing. If you're going to be given just perfect conditions and sunshine, blue skies, you don't have to worry about it raining. There's no slow play. You play at the pace that you want to play. Everything is absolutely perfect. You're just not going to shoot better than 90.
Let's say you shoot for, because some people may not care. Like the some people, let's say it's got to be at least 10 to 15 shots over your like what your best round is, or something.
What or what your current handicap is. Like,
yeah,
I'm at 8.5 right now, so that would put me shooting. Holy Lord, that put me shooting 21, 22 over every time I stepped on the course right now.
So there you go. That's 93.
Yeah. Right?
No,
that's not fun.
20 over would be 92.
Yep.
So
I'm looking at 94, 95 every time I step on the course. I'll go with this one. I'm going to cheat on this one.
Don't cheat.
The reason I'm cheating is because literally the best round of golf I ever played was in a monsoon down on the Judge in Prattville, Alabama. And I shot even par in the rain coming in sideways.
Wow.
And so it was one of the most fulfilling rounds of golf that I've ever had. Because it was one of those things where I was like, dude, if it was perfect today, I would have shot 10 under. Like, there's no doubt. I would be on tour right now. So I'm playing in the rain and cold, which is a big step for me, Kyle, because you know how if it's less than about 65 degrees, I don't want to be on the golf course.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play in the rain and cold, but I know that I'm going to shoot par or better, because again, I'm cheating. I've done this before and shot even par in a monsoon and absolutely loved it. It was the most fulfilling thing that's ever happened to me.
So you're taking that.
Yep. Taking that one.
All right. So I kind of have a cheat story too. So
although I got to tell you, after about 6 weeks of that, I'm going to be so full of it. I'm going to be so over it.
I don't know, man. All right. So I played one of my favorite golf trips ever is to West Point, Mississippi, Mossy Oak,
yeah.
Old Waverly, just unbelievable. Two courses, they're across the street from each other. They're two completely different courses.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So last year, my company goes on a trip once a year, and
he sends us pictures.
Yeah. So last year, it was COVID, you know, the year before, so they weren't really sure if they were going to do it. They ended up slamming it in sort of towards the end. It's about this time of year. It was this time of year. Whatever reason, it was absolutely miserable conditions. I mean, 50, like high 40s, low 50s, and misty rain. Okay. Misty rain. So I sent a video. I was like, this is my nightmare. I mean, I'm on my favorite golf trip ever.
It's on our Instagram feed, by the way, if you want to scroll back and find it. Like Kyle, he uploaded this to our Dad Bod Golf Pod Instagram feed.
Yeah. So the first day we play Mossy Oak, which is my top two favorite courses ever. We walked on the first four holes. I mean, and it's sleety rain, like misty rain. It's absolutely miserable. I started off birdie, par, par, birdie, and had another birdie putt on five, and I lipped it out. So I started off 2 under through the first five, completely fell apart after that. But those first five holes, I didn't feel a thing. Like it's when you're dialed and you're hitting good shots, like I can only imagine. So even if it is those conditions, if you're pouring in birdies and you're shooting even par and better, like you're not thinking about the weather.
No, nope.
You're not thinking about the weather there. So I had a fleeting moment of that, what that felt like. And, I think I could put up with it. Now, the people that played with you would be miserable.
Yeah.
And nobody, like after a while, nobody would ever want to play with you because they know, hey, if I go play with Kyle, it's got to be cold and rainy, or Ben, it's going to be cold and rainy. But man, you're right. Like making a birdie in that type of weather feels like you have made a double eagle or made a hole in one. Like it just feels unbelievable.
You have that story. My story is this. So we're there.
I did not shoot anywhere near even par, by the way.
Oh, you,
I think I shot up. Like, I think I ended up shooting like 84. It got bad
ran
after that.
And then
I was like,
off.
This sucks. I'm ready to go.
So I'll never forget it. We're on 17 at the Judge. It's a par four. I tee off and I mean, there, as I said, water's coming in sideways. There's water on the ball, water on the face of the club. I hit a spinny ball, catches a tree. It basically drops in front of the women's tees. And so I've got to hit from there. I hit a 3-wood, no gloves because it's raining. I can't get a grip, so I'm not wearing gloves, which, by the way, now with the new grips, I don't wear gloves anyway. Kyle noticed that one time we were playing. He's like, I guess I never noticed you don't use a glove. Whenever you're playing, I do with a driver and the 3-wood. Other than that, no, I don't.
You're a serial killer.
I am. And so I stick it to within like 6 inches for birdie on 17 with a 3-wood from just in front of the women's tees. And that's one of those shots where it was like, it has been so good to play today. Like,
what a day.
I enjoyed the day.
No matter the condition, you're right.
Sideways rain. That one shot was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, let's go celebrate. Let's don't even play 18.
Like,
let's tap in for birdie and move on.
As good as I felt through those first five holes, I mean, I can if finishing that round out, if I would have shot, you know, 68, 69, like in those conditions, it would have felt amazing.
Yeah.
You'd be a legend. You're a legend.
It is.
People talk about you at Christmas parties. They're like, hey, remember that guy? It's freaking hailing, and he shot 65.
It is.
In the hail.
I played with a client that day, and he brought one of his salespeople with him. And to this day, every time we get together, it's like, Do you remember when Ben shot even and it was like raining sideways? This was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when he shot even?
You get that story every time you play golf.
Yeah. So
I'm doing it.
That's why I'm taking it. It sucks. It sucks that I know that I'm leaving the house with rain gear and with, waterproof socks. And, I'm going to be cold. My hands are going to hurt. And my ears are going to be cold and my toes, I'm not going to be able to feel at 18. But the thing is when I go up in the clubhouse after we finish that 3.5 to 4 hours of golf, I'm going to be able to raise my glass and be like, thank you boys for joining me. I shot a 69 today.
And look at these balls hanging low. Yes. Just hanging. Yes. Get some of that.
Why don't you suck on that? How about that? Huh?
That's amazing. Yeah. I there's no doubt about that. What I would do. I don't honestly know how I would have answered that had I not, I'm like you, had that experience, but it's just so sad. I mean, parring in those conditions makes you feel good, but to make a couple of birdies, run off a couple of birdies. I don't know. Feels good. But anyway, what do you think, man? That was pretty four solid solid scenarios there.
I love it. We got
great
more
job, listeners.
We'll share next week. How about that? Thank you, listeners, for emailing.
Keep sending us. Keep sending us.
Those
are great.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again next week. We'll ask you guys, hey, send them in because y'all may have something that we have not thought of. And trust me, we sit around, go to lunch, visit one another, have friendship, and we're like, hey, what if we did this? What if we did that? Trust me, we've thought of weird scenarios. It's tough for us to come up with them. So if you've thought of something, shoot it to us. We'll be more than happy to read it on the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, thanks for hanging in with us. Thank you for listening every single time we put one up. It's awesome. Feels good. So we'll be back on Friday. It will be episode 239. Closing in on 240. So y'all have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk on Friday. It's episode 238, brought to you by Bet Online. We're the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're hacks. We're always
sure ripping.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.